Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Welcome. Appreciate you tuning in. Happy holidays to all of you in the grilling world. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, what's cooking? Yes, and Merry Christmas as well, because that is the season. It's the reason. But thanks for joining us. We like coming to you on the weekends and trying to inspire you to get your grill on and maybe up your game a little bit or just have a little fun with you and tell you how pathetic we are about certain things in our lives.
Or fanatical, as it may be.
Yeah, or fanatical. That's right. Yeah. We can be. I have been given marching orders for our Christmas dinner for my wife's party.
Uh-huh.
And I was really headset on doing a bunch of prime rib on my smoker because doing that. Yeah.
It's so good.
And so, of course, my wife and daughters are in charge of the menu, so they have come up with a different – we're going to feed about 40 people.
Oh.
And which is easy. That's
well, no, that'll be easier on your budget if you stay away from prime rib for 40.
Well, that's what that's what she said. But so I'm shifting gears, and I'm going to have to hunt down some really good Italian sausage, and I'm going to do some boneless chicken thighs. And I perfected a recipe last week that I'm going to use, and it was just a variation. You know, don't you, when you do recipes, a lot of times just play with something and you say, well, I'm sick of doing it this way, so you throw a little something at it.
Sure.
So I really like oil with some vinegar and Italian spices for my chicken. It just hits me right, unless I'm doing like a Mexican style. But I tend to like to take the easy route on chicken because very often I'm just throwing something together and marinating it a few hours. So I start concocting this marinade, and I thought, I got to change this up a little bit. And I saw a jar of pesto in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I took about half of that jar of pesto out and threw it in that marinated. And
with the oil and the vinegar?
Mixed it up real nice with some other spices, some fresh garlic. And
well, your go-tos. You can't fail, right.
Italian blend, basil. Threw in some green onions, and that was pretty much it. My thought or my outcome of it was that pesto gave me something in that marinade that I have not yet had, and the nice little bits of green that broke
where I was going to go is you probably had some
gave it a very cool look.
Yep.
And when that grills, it changes its profile a little bit more, and I think it's absolutely the best Italian blend I've come up with so far. So that's, they're doing a pasta bar for this Christmas party for my wife's family, and so that's going to be the chicken. And then on the sausage side, I'm just going to look for some really good Italian sausage.
It's funny you say that. I have a lady that works with me at Standard Kitchen. She's one of our designers, and she's Italian. And she was going home a couple weekends ago with her mother and her grandmother to make their annual holiday sausages, and I bought 30 pounds of it. And I have it in the freezer. So if you come up short, let me know, brother.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Really? That's what I'm looking for.
It's fantastic.
I need
10
pounds. I'll pay you double.
Heavy fennel. You know, when it just fills the kitchen when you're cooking it. And it's just so good.
Yeah.
So very good. And we made some of it. I actually pan-fried it and used it on a pizza that we made at home. And, it was just my mouth's watering just
talking
about it.
There's a guy we had on the show years back. We used to do her family party when it's on the other side of the state. We'd do it at Piccarilli's. And we had Umberto on the show.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Yeah, who taught us how to make prosciutto. His restaurant is huge. It's up on Van Dyke in 23, I think. He and his boys, there's three or four generations there.
Mm-hmm.
They make absolutely the best Italian sausage I've ever had. It's just spot on. And there's a lot of good ones, I know.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's subjective, but maybe it's because I admire the people so much that their sausage tasted that much better. just like the prosciutto did. It was just so heavenly. But I want to do this right. I'm going to use my Cajun smoker and my Tech.
So that's charcoal. Yep. Cajun smoker's charcoal. The Tech is obviously infrared.
It's a Cajun grill. I will indirect the Italian sausage on just charcoal. I'm not going to throw any extra flavor smoke on it. But so,
and these are natural casing.
They're going to do great. So they're going to do like four different types of pastas, and I'm sure like an Alfredo and a pesto and a marinara. And those are kind of fun.
Right.
They don't work for me so much right now with my new eating program because I have to be very, very careful. But I'm going to pig out on that one, let me tell you.
Sure.
The diet's off the books that day.
Is it? Yeah. You got the rest of the year to make up for it, right? You got to go
it's
big
only a
that
week.
Day. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That won't be hard.
Right.
It'll take me a week just to get back on to burning.
Yeah, exactly. So did you cook anything this week? You know what? That's a dumb question. Sorry. After what you just said, the bird feed that you're eating, nobody's going to give a rip about what you've been eating.
Well,
man.
No, but that chicken has worked out great for a lean and green diet.
Right.
Because it's those if you cook those chicken thighs long enough, they're very lean and they're very forgiving. So if you overcook them, they're still not dry.
Yep.
The wife said, do some breasts because a lot of people like breasts. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
they only like breasts because that's what every catering company brings them is dry
maybe
little
we should,
hockey pucks.
Maybe we should talk about the colorful and caloric diet that I have rather than the lean and green one that you do.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
Well, it's anything that's covered with cheese. No, I'm kidding. But there's only two of us, so I don't do a tremendous amount of cooking for myself. But I did a catering this past weekend for some friends up at a well drilling company, and it was warm. It wasn't colder than the well digger's tail when I got there. Everything was warm and hot, and that was fun. But I made some killer mac and cheese. And I had, they wanted briskets, butts, mac and cheese, you know, traditional barbecue, some beans and stuff. Well, I did four butts, and there was only 40 of them, so I took the pork and diced it up pulled it, and then diced it up in almost a shredded little pieces and wove it into the mac and cheese before I baked it. Just a really different profile on that, and it was the hit of the show.
Great.
Yeah.
Everybody likes mac and cheese.
Right.
I don't care where you go. It's become like one of the biggest dishes, and everybody's trying to bring it out like, we have, you know, Southern mac all this and that. And there's good ones and bad ones. You can mess it up.
Right. I like the white cheddar is where I went with that profile.
Oh, okay.
And it had a little breadcrumb crust on it. But before I put the breadcrumb on it, I mixed in the pork. And it just gave it a little bit different texture.
Any jalapeno?
No, I didn't, because I'm always afraid of jalapeno when I cater.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't know who's going to just be completely turned off by the heat. Right. I like it. You like it a lot better than I do. A little bit goes a long way for me. But with you, I know you like to heat
a jar
things
at
up.
A time.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, so no, I didn't. But you could serve it on the side, mix it in yourself.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Or you could make two separates.
Right, yeah.
So in the next segment or two, we're going to talk to a fellow named Stephen Reichlin. And I met Stephen in the barbecue world 10 or 15 years ago at one of the shows. And I had known who he was for a long time. He does barbecue. He's, in my opinion, probably the top grilling resource in the country.
Well, he's written several books.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about those with him, because part of what we're going to cover today is gifts for the griller in your life.
Yeah.
And some of Stephen's writings and his products are just fabulous gifts. So, coming up next, we're going to be talking with the Dean of Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.